I had 9,000 records all in my room. I used to steal recycle bins in the neighborhood and use those to put my records in there because I couldn't find crates that could hold all those records. I started DJing when I was 11. You would walk into my room, there was two Technique 1200 turntables, Gemini mixer. It was something that was integral to my existence. I went and prayed Asr at this mosque in Oklahoma, and I had all this DJ equipment, and then, you know, you couldn't take 9,000 records with you, but the latest, greatest stuff. I didn't know how to pray really yet, so I was watching people pray and trying not to let them see me watch them pray. And then I know I'm going to DJ at this party, and it's like this tremendous sense of guilt. So I almost like ran out of the mosque, you know? And this one brother, and he was like, man, you know, what is that stuff in your car? It was like the question I didn't want anyone to ask me. I didn't know what to say. And I went to the party that night. The party was pounding, man. You know, it was like, yeah, it was good, you know? And then Maghrib was going out. So I'm trying to figure a way how I can pray and DJ at the same time. So I'm in the booth DJing, right? I found this extended remix of this song by Dr. Dre, right? And I remember being happy that this is the extended remix, so I can actually go make wudu and pray Maghrib. So as I'm going to the restroom, and here the irony of change starts to come out, right? Like, I'm happy I found this record so I can worship. The farther I get away from the place, the louder the bass gets. So the bass is still following me wherever I go. And I think that's symbolic of change. Like, it's very rare that you can just separate yourself from the mistakes. So I'm making wudu. And again, when you're a convert, wudu is basically like a part-time job. You just don't go in there and like, it's not like, you know, a Shaolin temple move that you can do quickly. And I remember while I was praying, I heard people dancing to the chorus. I would have moments where, like, I'm in the prayer and then that remix is pulling me out. So I'm like struggling to focus and getting pulled out to the beat, struggling to focus in prayer. And then there's like an infinite number of energies because I'm just struggling to pray right, let alone to have like focus in prayer, like just making sure I pray right. And in that little 3 or 4 minutes, that really is life, right? Very rarely do we amputate ourselves from our evils, but our evils somehow follow us or are things that we want to change. You know, Islam is an event, but Islam is also a process. Very rarely can we completely change everything. We can amputate everything. In fact, sometimes that's more harmful. But adapting and realigning things and negotiating things and improving things, I think really is more in line with faith and submission than just complete amputation, either this extreme or that extreme.